KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 14 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Police in Creston report the arrest Wednesday night of a local man on drug charges. Eli Will of Creston was taken into custody in the 100 block of North Pine Street by police who are assisted by the Creston PD's K-9 unit. Will faces charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Will was later released from the Union County Jail on $10,000 bond. And on January 1st, Creston police arrested Ryan Douglas Neal of Orient on a charge of public intoxication. Neal was later released from jail on $300 bond. Authorities have released the name of a 27-year-old man who was killed in a rollover crash near Mobile in northwest Iowa. The man's been identified as Joshua Worrell of Sioux City. The state patrol says Worrell was eastbound on U.S. Highway 20 when his car left the road, ran into a ditch, and rolled over, coming to rest at its top. The accident was reported around 10:50 a.m. Thursday, but it occurred sometime overnight. The cause of the crash was under investigation. A Sioux City man accused of fondling an 8-year-old girl has pleaded not guilty. 45-year-old David Wynn entered his plea Wednesday in Woodbury County District Court to one count of indecent contact with a child. Wynn is accused of touching the girl over her clothes while she was sitting on his lap at his home last year. A complaint in the case says Wynn also asked the girl to touch herself. Court documents say Wynn told authorities he did not remember the incident. People inside of a downtown Sioux City movie theater had an unexpected intermission when a pipe burst sent water into the theater stairwell. The alarm sounded around 1:40 p.m. Thursday at the Promenade Cinema 14, forcing the patrons outside and the films to stop. Manager Scott Rhodes has a pipe burst in the fire sprinkler system in a vacant retail unit adjacent to the theater. The water poured out and into the stairwell. Firefighters employed equipment to suck up the water from the concrete floor, and the movies resumed later in the afternoon. Rhodes said that patrons received a pass to come back another time or return to their theaters to resume watching from the points at which their movies were interrupted. The smell of natural gas forced the evacuation of a motel and restaurant in the northern Iowa city of Clear Lake. Firefighters were sent to the Best Western Motel and nearby Bennigan's restaurant at around 5:30 p.m. Thursday. Fire personnel and Alliant Energy officials say a bad pilot light on a grill caused the gas release. Thieves have emptied an ATM that they yanked out of a bar in Van Meter. The owner of Legends Fieldhouse discovered the crime on Wednesday morning when he found a broken window, glass on the floor, and an empty space where the ATM had stood. Police say an item had been thrown through the window so two men could get inside. A security recording showed them hooking up a tow strap to the ATM before it was pulled off its mounts and out the door. The empty ATM was found Wednesday afternoon near the spillway at Sailorville Lake. A monthly report shows an improved economic outlook over the next 3 to 6 months for 9 Midwestern and Plain states. A survey released today says the overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, jumped to 54.4 in December from 51.3 in November. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth, while a score below that suggests decline. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says drops in grain and fuel prices have helped companies with close ties to consumers. Well, the U.S. Small Business Administration saw a drop in both the number and total dollar amount of loans it made to Iowa merchants during 2014. Dennis Larkin, the SBA's Cedar Rapids office, says the agency made 440 loans during the year, and 155 of them were to new businesses. All the rest were to existing businesses.
We were down about 85 loans from the year before, from 2013. We're disappointed to see that the decrease was spread across both of our major loan program types. We saw disappointing decreases in ethnic loan breakdowns, women and veterans as well.
The total value of the loans to Iowa businesses for the just ended fiscal year reached $149 million, compared to nearly $195 million the previous year. Larkin says the agency needs to do a better job of working with Iowa lenders to help them understand how SBA programs could be of value, providing access to capital for their clients.
We're going to redouble our efforts with Iowa lenders to try to understand what their needs are and how their needs can fit with our programs, and then do a better job on our part of promoting the programs that we do have and trying to find ways to help lenders tailor our programs to the situation, to the clients, the customers that walk in the door.
Well, the SBA saw drops in both the numbers and dollar value of the loans made in Iowa. Nationwide, SBA loan numbers were up 12% and rose to more than 7% in dollar value amounts.
We're not quite sure just what it is that we can do to help boost the SBA lending activity in Iowa. We're determined to do that, but we're going to have to do a lot of listening and a lot of soul searching on our part to see if we can't find ways to turn this around, help more small businesses in Iowa.
Loans were made during the fiscal year in 65 out of Iowa's 99 counties. The SBA reports as loans created 1,440 jobs in Iowa and retained 2,796 jobs. Larkin says more than 95% of all businesses in Iowa are considered small businesses. Larkin is acting deputy district director of the SBA in Iowa. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is describing 2014 as the year of big changes, big issues, and big accomplishments for farming. The former Iowa governor says one of the biggest challenges for farmers and ranchers was the effect of supply and demand on market and prices. A smaller supply of pork and beef led to higher prices and some consumers turning to other food choices.
And a bumper crop of other commodities that have brought the prices from fairly high levels down to levels that could potentially trigger some of the safety net programs at USDA in terms of the Farm Bill.
Those other commodities that dropped in price include two of the biggest crops in Iowa, corn and soybeans. One of the bigger accomplishments and challenges of 2014 was implementing the new Farm Bill. Vilsack believes the USDA did a remarkable job of instituting so many of the complex provisions of the new law.
Starting with a disaster assistance program, now 465,000 producers receiving over $4.2 billion of assistance. Development of the Dairy Margin Protection Program, the new safety net programs, the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program. New crop insurance opportunities for specialty crops.
One of the good things about the Farm Bill, according to Vilsack, was the way it got passed.
It underscores what can happen when people are willing to compromise, when people are willing to find middle ground, as we were able to work with Republicans and Democrats on both sides in the House and in the Senate to try to ultimately get this bill done, and the president signing the bill in February of 2014.
The Ag Secretary believes President Obama's executive action on immigration this past November could help farmers keep the workers they need. Vilsack estimates it will impact up to 400,000 individuals who are working in agriculture. As for 2015, Vilsack says trade will be critically important for creating new and expanded opportunities for U.S. agriculture and rural America. Those opportunities include, Vilsack says, gaining access to huge, growing, and lucrative Asian markets that represent one-third of all world trade. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.